Christ child. God and man are reconciled. Humbly Christ has come to earth, wondrously by a virgin birth. In a lowly cattle stall lies the King, the Lord of all. He is born the divine Christ child. Sing hallelujah and lift your voices. He is born the divine Christ child. God and man are reconciled.
People had known about his coming for centuries, you know. It was one of their own people who told us. His name was Daniel. Ah, what a man he was. Well, I'm sure you remember the story. Our king, Nebuchadnezzar, was having mysterious dreams that no one could interpret for him. He called together all his wise men and magicians, but no one could tell the king his dream and what it meant. Then, finally, the Hebrew slave Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream. The king was so impressed that he made Daniel master of the Magi. That was quite an honor, for the Magi were the king's advisors and the wisest men in all of Persia. And Daniel was put in charge of all of them. Think of it. Daniel, a Hebrew, the master of the Magi. Daniel was a very wise man indeed. The Magi would sit spellbound as Daniel told them of the things his God did and of the promises he made to his people. One particular promise held a special fascination for the wise men. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. A star and a scepter. That meant that there would be a sign in the heavens which would announce the birth of a king. Now, that was news. But when would it appear? As it turned out, we had to wait 600 years, but we always remembered the words of Daniel and his God. And then, one night, the strangest thing happened. We saw something in the heavens that we had never seen before. We knew that this star was an announcement from the God of Daniel, the arrival of this long-awaited king. Oh, we couldn't believe our eyes. Daniel was right.
Caspar, do you see what I see?
Yes, it's beautiful. The most magnificent sight I've ever seen. A sign like this must be announcing a most remarkable event.
A most remarkable event indeed. A star in the heavens brighter than any star has ever been. Could this be the star Daniel told us would announce the birth of his king?
Yes. Daniel's king. It must be. Only the birth of a king could demand such an announcement. And only a great king could be the reason for such a great event in the heavens.
Come then, we must go to the land of Daniel, to Jerusalem, its capital. Surely they will know where their king is born. We must honor such a magnificent king whose birth commands such attention in the heavens.
Bearing gifts, we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star. matchless worth. Oh, Star of wonder, Star of light, Star with royal beauty bright, Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect
for Daniel's homeland to find the king Daniel had told us would come. We traveled for days until we reached the outskirts of Jerusalem, and there we began to inquire in the villages about the king that was born. Oddly, no one seemed to be aware of a newborn king. So we traveled to Jerusalem, riding through the city streets in all our grandeur. From his palace, Herod saw us coming. He recognized us as Persians by our horses and our priestly conical hats, and he was greatly distressed. You see, the Romans and the Persians had mistrusted each other for hundreds of years. Herod greeted us cautiously and seemed interested in our quest. He called together the chief priests and teachers of the Jews, and, to his surprise, learned that this long-awaited king, their Messiah, was to be born in Bethlehem, only a few miles away. So, Herod sent us on our way with a request that after we found the king, we should return to Jerusalem and tell him where this new king was, so that Herod could worship him also. So off we went. And as we began to travel away from Jerusalem, we again saw the same star that we had seen in the east, and we were overjoyed to know that we were on the right track. Out in the fields, we stopped to view the star, which was now brighter than ever. Nearby were shepherds, who were amazed not only to see the brightness of the sky, but in its light, these Persian magi gazing up at the heavens. When we inquired of the shepherds concerning the newborn king, one of the shepherds told us about the miraculous event that lit up the night sky many months earlier and announced the birth of the Savior King.
Good shepherd, we are seeking a king who has recently been born. Behold, this is his star. We saw it in the east many months ago, and now that same star seems to be guiding us in this direction. What do you know of this king?
Sir, I am but a lowly shepherd, but I know of the king whom you seek. I have seen him with my own eyes.
Tell us more.
My brothers and I were guarding our flock at night, when suddenly a glorious angel appeared. We were terribly frightened, but he said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Then suddenly the whole sky was filled with a multitude of angelic beings that began praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Left us, and the sky, which had been as bright as day, again became dark. We left one brother there to watch the sheep, while the rest of us ran to Bethlehem and found the child lying in a manger, just as the angel had said.
Brothers, do you realize all this man has told us? Could the bright light we saw in the heavens that night have been the glow from the multitude of angels who announced his birth? Have we witnessed the very glory of God in the light of his angels?
And the angels said that the newborn king was also Savior and Lord.
This is no ordinary king. God himself has ordained his birth and given him a purpose and calling far above that of an ordinary king. This child is most certainly a heavenly king.
From all the shepherd told us, we began to realize that this king was more than special. Angelic beings had announced his birth. And not just one angel, but multitudes whose radiance had so filled the night sky that it had been visible to us hundreds of miles away. The angel had also called him Savior and Lord. He had said that this king's birth was good news to all men. And for the first time, we began to realize that this was perhaps not just Daniel's Messiah and King, but our King and Savior as well.
Could Christian then rejoice with heart and soul and voice? Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and lambs before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today.
Could Christian men rejoice?
Angel hosts have announced his birth.
With heart and soul and voice,
the babe is born to bring peace on earth. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. The Christian man rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Peace, peace, Jesus Christ is born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting home. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. Christ is born today. Christ is born today.
When we reached Bethlehem, the star stopped over the house where the child was. As we entered the house with our gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, our excitement turned to awe as we saw the child with his mother Mary. We fell on our faces and worshipped him. The things we had learned on our journey haunted us. Who was this child whose birth had been announced by angels, witnessed by cattle, and celebrated by only a few dirty shepherds? In the quiet of that moment, we thought on these things as we worshipped the king whom we had traveled so far to see.
Shepherd.
As we talked with Mary and Joseph, we learned more about the miraculous events surrounding the birth of this child. The appearance of the angel to Mary and to Joseph. The fact that Mary had been a virgin. The unmistakable evidence of God's hand in all these events. Our thoughts turned back to Daniel, our teacher from centuries ago. He had told the Magi miraculous stories of how God delivered his people and protected them because he loved them. Now, we were seeing with our own eyes the unmistakable evidence of God's great love. There was no doubt that this was indeed God's Messiah, the Savior of the world, the one hope for all mankind. We marveled at how God had orchestrated all of these events, which ultimately led us to the feet of Jesus, God's anointed one. This was a night for rejoicing. Our search had led us to find not only a king, but a Savior whose name is Emmanuel, God with us. And he has come for everyone, past, present, and future. What child is this? He is the Lord, God's only Son. We recognized him for who he is, and we fell on our faces and worshipped him. Will you open your heart and receive him as well? Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings, and he has come that all of us might know the love of God, our Heavenly Father. Let all the world rejoice. Let earth receive her King.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him.
us with